Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to congratulate our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious and beautiful day, which is the anniversary of the birth of the 12th Imam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble tradition narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam Baqir says the following regarding Imam Mahdi. When he emerges, he will lean his back against the Kaaba, and 313 men will assemble with him. And the first thing that he will utter will be the verse, "What remains of Allah's provision is better for you should you be faithful." It's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran, which a lot of people say is a reference to Imam Mahdi. Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. What remains of Allah's provision is better for you should you be faithful. In continuation, the Imam says, he will then say, "I am the remains of Allah, ana baqiyatullah." In other words, the Imam will say, recite this verse, then say that the verse is speaking about me. "I am the remains of Allah, his proof and his vicegerent upon you. None will salute him except by saying," then people will come to him and salute him. "None of these people will salute him but by saying, 'Peace be upon you, O remainder of Allah, assalamu alayka ya baqiyatullah fi ardi," in his land. Right? This is one of those ways in which the 12th Imam is saluted to. It's been mentioned in different ziyarat and salutations and salams that we send upon Imam Mahdi. Right? So this is a very beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Baqir regarding Imam Mahdi. In another beautiful tradition, the following has been narrated about Imam Mahdi from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet says, "The final hour will not come until the land has been filled with tyranny and enmity." This is a kind of a tradition which indicates the circumstances in which the Imam will appear. The world will be filled with oppression and tyranny and enmity. "Then a man from my progeny will emerge and will fill it with fairness and justice, just as it has been filled with tyranny and enmity." Right? So in the same way that the world will be filled with tyranny and enmity, the Imam will come and he will fill it with justice. And he will fill it with justice and fairness. Right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Mahdi in the words of Imam Baqir and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد محمد وآل محمد.